specifically for people who really are born again. I'm not saying they're spiritual giants. When I say really are born again, I'm not saying that this is a point of emphasis, and I'm trying to suggest that there are some people who are born again and they're just spiritual giants. Man, they're just so bad. That's not what I mean. When I say really, I mean truly, genuinely. For those of us who are genuinely born again, what can make it so difficult for us to do what God says do, to obey him? Well, really and truly, some of the things that make it difficult for people who are not born again to obey God also make it difficult for people who are born again to obey God. In the 7th chapter of Romans, the Apostle Paul, in a point of transparency, talked about a struggle that he had with sin. And one of the things he talked about, so many of you are familiar with this, he talked about how there were times when he really wanted to do what was right in the sight of God, couldn't do it. There were things that he knew he needed to avoid doing that he did anyway. And it was frustrating for him. And that's the beauty of it. When he knew that he was in disobedience, when he knew he was in rebellion, he did not allow himself to enjoy being in that condition, being in that state. He was frustrated by it. He was perturbed by that. This is something that troubled him deeply. Listen to what he says, beginning at verse 15. Again, Romans chapter 7, beginning at verse 15. I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. Listen to him again now. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. How about us? Do we ever find, and when I'm saying us now, I'm talking about human beings now. Even those of you who are believers, born again, Christians who have been regenerated, recreated, you can think back on times when before you were saved, there were things you did not want to do. And there were times when you said, I'm not going to do it. And you meant it. And you did it anyway. There were times when there were things you knew you should have been doing that you had not been doing. And you finally decided, you know what? I know I'm supposed to be doing this. I'm going to do it. And you meant it, but you didn't do it. Sometimes people are saying, I'm going to stop using these drugs. And they mean it, but they fail to stop. Sometimes people make a commitment, a verbal commitment. I'm going to start, and you fill in the blank. And they mean it. They have made a verbal commitment that they intend to keep. Don't do it. The same is true for people who are not born again. The same is true for people who are born again. So often, what we don't want to do and have determined we're not going to do, we do anyway. And what we should be doing, we commit to doing it and yet continue to fail to do it. Listen to what Paul said about this situation, a little bit more about what he said about this situation as it pertained to him. Same chapter, verse 21. So I find this, well, let's go up to verse 20. No, let's go up to verse 19. For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do. This I keep on doing. It takes honesty, integrity to make that kind of confession. And he was making his confession publicly. He was putting it in writing, knowing that he was putting it in a letter to the saints in Rome for the purpose of having them all read this letter. And he said, "For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do. This I keep on doing." This man said, "I keep on doing evil." Now, if I do what I do not want to do, he continues in verse 20, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. I want to share that with you again, that last clause. But it is sin living in me that does it. I once read a dictionary, a definition of sin, maybe 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, that astounded me. And I wish I have looked for it. I did not make a mental note of the book, the dictionary where I was getting this. But when I came across it, I read it over and over. It defined sin as a living, organized force, organized, that works against us. Apostle Paul said, it is sin living in me that does it. I'll be right back.